The new Petersburg borough is expecting to be able to take over ownership of over 1,300 acres of state land in the new municipality. Specifically, it's going to be allowed to select state land that hasn't already been granted to the university, mental health authority, or Southeast State Forest or other designations. The pool of available parcels is over 18,000 acres. Petersburg's Land Selection Committee is tasked with recommending which parcels the borough should choose. Here's Committee Chair Rick Braun.
Well, we probably are going to want to take things piecemeal. You know, a little chunk of this, a little chunk of that. Because we have such a tiny little bit of land that they're going to give us, we kind of need to be able to just take the choicest bits out of the ones that we want.
A couple things have happened since the committee last met. The state Supreme Court ruled on the borough boundaries in December, so the committee now knows for sure which state land can be selected. Also, consultants have finished drafting a comprehensive plan, which makes some recommendations for the criteria for selecting that land. The committee approved the criteria, which spells out land should have good access and economic development potential. Ron Bushman suggested the borough should not be selecting timberlands.
Should we just drop out, would we do this drop out forest harvest land from the standpoint that the returns are too low?
Mm-hmm.
Once you harvest it, it's 75 years before you can harvest it again.
Yeah.
And they're controversial.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Why get in the middle of it? It's low-value land.
Other committee members agreed with that strategy. They were interested in sites with existing gravel or rock quarries. Here's Mike Bangs.
Well, one thing we know for sure, as far as something that we need to select is for the future, is a rock quarry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think finding that land that's being offered would be kind of like a priority we should look at.
One such available site is in Thomas Bay. Other existing rock pits on state land are near Frederick Point and Cabin Creek, and the committee expressed interest in those. There was also interest in selecting lands on southern Mitkoff Island around Olson's log dump and the state's mothballed ferry terminal at 25 mile of Mitkoff Highway.
Well, that Olson's log dump peninsula there, that's mm-hmm. a big filled-in area
mm-hmm.
That's already being used.
Kind of boat launch.
Yeah. And that'd be an ideal place to put another boat launch.
Yeah.
A good boat launch.
A good boat launch, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets used a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that 26?
The only thing is, do we want to
26.
Select it with the idea that we're going to build this boat launch?
No.
No, but if, you know, in the future, we would already own the property. And then you could have, you know, its potential for commercial development around the boat launch.
Committee members also were interested in the Wilson Islands and Summit Island, just off the southeast Mitkoff Island shoreline, and a parcel around the Woodpecker Cove boat ramp on the southwest corner of Mitkoff. Other land that drew interest was at Falls Creek on western Mitkoff. The borough might also select land that could be used to help landowners developing other parcels and needing a U.S. Army Corps wetlands permit. One of the recommendations in the draft comprehensive plan is to have a bank of borough land that could be set aside to compensate for wetlands mitigation, basically offsetting other developed lands and fulfilling Corps requirements. Such a mitigation land pool could be used to help private landowners in the borough hoping to develop their property. Committee member Mike Bangs said that currently private landowners are forced to set aside some of their own property.
For developing, you put in a pad and a driveway, and all of a sudden you can't do anything with this part of your lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a lot of people aren't developing the properties that they have because of that. And that's where...
I don't think that's an insurmountable problem. I think that can be dealt with.
That's Rick Braun responding. Committee member Dave Kensinger wanted to select land on Kuprinoff Island near Beecher Pass as potential mitigation lands. He owns some land in that area, and he thought it would make a good argument to the state to increase the borough's land selection amount.
That would be a good excuse to go to the state and say that we want to use this
for mitigation
land purposes, for future mitigation mm-hmm. of Army Corps land purposes, because it really doesn't have a lot of value to the university.
But it's,
anyway.
The committee is hoping the borough will ask for legislative help to increase the selection amount. Other lands that generated no interest from the committee were parcels on the shoreline on the mainland at Cape Fanshawe, on Mitkoff Island at Ideal Cove, along with parcels near the city of Kuprinoff. The committee did not yet finalize its recommendations, but is awaiting more information on potential selections. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.